Well, I stand here before you this morning. Wasn't surprised that they called on me. I wasn't expecting it, but sometimes I think maybe that's the best, that we can't sit there and get nervous and everything. And that's right. We want what we say up here, what little time that we're up here, we just want it to be of the Lord.
Amen.
I am just a little man that was born a few years ago of a woman. And we know that man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble this morning. And there is nothing good, Brother Paul, in this flesh that you dwell upon. But what is good is what the Lord has done for me and what is inside. And that is the Holy Spirit this morning. And I am glad that He came to not only come here and condemn sin in the flesh, brother, but when He saves a person, He causes us to deny unrighteousness and to live in a holy way, Brother John. And this morning, I just want to represent God in the best way I know how.
Amen.
This morning, I look up on you. I look at your faces and your physical being, but now y'all pray. I don't intend on being here long. I want to just slow down and let the Spirit flow. So I'm going to try to slow down here and maybe my nervousness will leave me. But I hope that you have come here this morning seeking a blessing from God, as we have heard. And you know, I believe that God's people pray for one another. And I expect that each Christian that has come here today has been praying that the Lord will pour out His Spirit upon us this morning. This morning I want to tell you that God is the greatest thing that has ever happened to this generation, this Adam generation, Brother John. If I was to try to explain His love to you, I couldn't do it. Because I couldn't send my son to die for the enemy, brother. And you know, this morning, if you are not saved, you are an enemy to God. That's what the Scriptures tells us, brother. You know, the Scriptures say that the carnal mind is enmity against God. So you are His enemy this morning. But I want to tell you the good news this morning, Brother Brian, that while we were still yet the enemy, He sent His only begotten Son into this world, Brother Jim, to come and die and to pay a price for our sin, Brother Greg, that we couldn't pay. Brother David, I love you, honey. I know you're going through a lot. But you know, when He came and died upon that cross, there wasn't anyone that took His life from Him.
He laid it down.
He laid down His life for the ungodly, Brother Junior. But I want to tell you this morning that the only way that you're going to know the richness and the unfathomable depth of His love is to come and taste of Him.
Amen.
And see that He said to come and taste of me and see that I am good. You know, there was something said earlier about the generations of people, and I got to thinking about how our lives are like, as Brother Fred said, a bubble on the water. That just it's here just for a little while, Brother Greg. And that is the only thing we know is just those few years, brother. But I got to thinking about all the generations of people, Brother Paul, that came before us. And you know, the one thing that has always stood sure and steadfast is that there has always been a remnant that has always followed Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you, Brother Bill, this morning, to be a Christian this morning, you ought to be most thankful that God has had mercy upon us and born us into His kingdom. I want to tell you, Brother Henry, and you know yourself, that it is the greatest thing in the world to serve the true and the living God this morning. And it was through His love that He borne us through His Son.
Amen.
I am thankful this morning that as little lost, sinful human beings that departed from Him when we left home spiritually, we sinned against Him. You know, when Adam sinned in the garden, we've inherited that, brother Junior. Now y'all pray, and if I don't get where I want, I'm going to get out of the way. You know, every man since Adam has inherited that sin through the blood, brother John. And I'm glad that in the garden that there was a covenant made. And that covenant was made with Jesus. And you know, He said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God has made a promise to each one that has been born into this world, that has a reasonable mind and can understand and come to the conclusion that they're a lost person in the eyes of a living God. You know, I used to think, Brother Brian, that I was a pretty good fella. You know, we as human beings, we look around and we tend to judge people. Brother Greg, and sometimes we'll put some in this category, and we'll put others in this category, and we'll try to satisfy ourselves by saying we're maybe a little better than they are, Brother Greg. But I want to tell you this morning, Brother Paul, that God don't play any favorites this morning. I'm glad that He's not like the world this morning, that they'll exalt men and women and put them up on a pedestal, Sister Sue. And they'll give them a pat on the back, brother. But I'm glad that Jesus said, whosoever should come to Me, I in no wise shall cast out. Because when the Lord found me, Brother Junior, I was in a waste howling wilderness.
Yeah, buddy.
And I became a beggar, Brother Greg, when He showed me that I wasn't what I thought I was, Brother Greg. I became in need, brother. I was weighed in the balance and I became wanting, brother. And I knew that I couldn't do anything for myself, Brother Paul. But when I looked toward the heavens and when I got down in a humble position with a broken heart, and a contrite spirit, brother. He looked upon me and He was found with me, brother. I want you to know that He said, if the humble will come, He said, I will exalt them.
Amen.
And I tell you, the day that you come to the Lord with a humble heart, He'll exalt you at the feet of Jesus. And He will in no wise cast you out. Brother, I want to tell you, there's nothing certain in this world today, Brother Fred. Nothing worldly, but I tell you what, that there is a man today sitting on the right hand of the Father that is making intercession for us, Brother Bill, and there's nowhere that we can go in this present world that He's not with us. I tell you, when I lay in my bed of a night, no matter how bad a day it's been or how many problems I've had, and we've all got them, He takes us right up in His arms and says, it's going to be all right.
Hallelujah.
You know, He said that we would have problems in this world. But He said, I'll also give you the grace to overcome those problems. And I tell you today that not only can we walk in this world with our heads up high, shining the light for Jesus, but He's built us a home in glory that we know, Brother Junior, that is there and eternal in the heavens, Brother Greg. And when Brother Greg, when you were standing there talking about this flesh one day going to go back to the dust of the earth,
yes,
there was a great blessing come down in here because I'm not looking to this outer man to get me to heaven. But I have got a great hope, Brother Greg, that my city is in the heavens and we're just sojourners here for just a little while, brother. So I want to do my suffering here, brother, and I want to do it for the Lord. Because no matter what we do and what we go through, it'll never pay him back for what he's done for us. Absolutely. Everything that we do, Brother Paul, is our reasonable service for him, yes, brother. And we're just an unprofitable servant this morning doing the best that we can in these little earthly frames, brother. But I tell you that I thank God for myself that I've got a hope this morning, Brother Jim, that extends beyond the realms of the earth. And my hope is in Jesus this morning, brother. I want to tell you, brother, when he ascended back to heaven, that the Holy Spirit came down to us and he is our comforter today. Brother, I'm glad that we can seek comfort in him today because there isn't much peace here and there isn't much joy. But I tell you what, if you'll come to the Lord and you'll just trust in him, that's all he wants you to do, yeah, is just trust in him. If you'll just trust him at his word and you'll come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he'll save you and you'll not be able to hear, you'll not have to hear me telling you how good it is because you'll be telling your people yourself how good it is. I just want you to know that no matter who you are this morning, I don't know where you've been led throughout this world, what you've been through. Jesus knows this morning. He knows where you're at. He knows what you need. And he's willing to give it to you this morning if you'll just come to him. Don't listen to any man or any person here on this earth. We couldn't even save ourselves, Brother John. But when we looked to that marvelous light, which is Jesus this morning, honey, that light came in and cleaned up this old temple that you see. You know, he said you can't put new wine in old bottles. He'll clean you up. And he'll set up his abode right in here. And you'll be saved for eternity. Won't have to worry. I've never lost a minute of sleep. About worrying about losing my salvation, amen, Brother Fred. Because we've got an eternal God that his promises are eternal, yes, brother. Right. And I'm telling you that Jesus said, I come to save you for my name's sake. Listen, when he saves you, it's for eternity, brothers and sisters. We've got a sure home in the heavens, and it's just a matter of time when he calls us. But ain't you glad this morning, Sister Sylvia, that when he calls you, that you're ready to go? Because it's such a... Let me say one more thing. You all get ready to get you a song. I used to be a drunk. I used to come home, Brother Kenny, and I didn't even know my name hardly, brethren. A lot of people say, well, I wouldn't admit that. God knows it. I used to come home, brother, drunk and didn't know my name hardly. But I would lay in my bed, Junior, and I'd ask God not to let me die in that condition. Because I knew, Brother Corbett, right down in here, that I was a sinner, man. And I had not only heard about a wonderful Jesus, but I had always heard of a terrible place called hell, too. And there was a great fear right here. But let me tell you something. When God saves you, honey, let me tell you, that sin condemnation is cast into the sea of forgetfulness. And let me tell you, the burden of death that has been on every man and woman from the beginning of time is wiped away. And you can go to bed with a clear heart and a clear conscience and thank God for not letting you have to go to that place. And that's what I'm talking about, is peace and joy in Jesus this morning, because he can clean you up And let me tell you, he put you back in a place to where you was when Adam was in the garden before he sinned. Now, well, is that too much for you? Do you believe that?
Right.
Does the Lord restore you, brother? Does he restore you this morning?
Honey,
he restores you to where you're clean and you're sinless. He said to be holy as I am holy. Is it in the flesh? No, sir. But it's in the inner man, brother. And ain't you glad this morning that this isn't some cunningly devised fable, but it is a real thing that is set up before the foundation of the world for his creation that he loved so much that he sent his only begotten Son here to come and die for him, so that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life this morning. I'm telling you, it's in Jesus this morning. And if you fail to believe upon him, he said, you'll die in your sins, and where I am, you cannot come.
Amen.
So, brother, listen. It's all in Jesus. Don't look to me or any of these other fellas. We was born into the kingdom the same way. And that was right through Jesus. He said, I am the door to the sheepfold. He said, any man that tries to climb up any other way is a thief and a robber. Brother, there's a natural birth and there's a spiritual birth. There's a separation. Brother Edner, there's a separation. Ain't you glad that it's through the Spirit that we're born into Jesus Christ?